Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
Runway, Pisa.
Father Rodney Milan is to find out what happened at the ball in Virginia. and what happened at the ball in North Carolina, because, you know, I wasn't at even one of the balls this weekend, so I really don't have a recap on what happened this weekend. The only recap I can tell you about is my weekend for now, until we find the legendary Father Rodney. Hey, bitch, how you doing? Hey, Toy Boy, what's going on? How are you doing? And so many people in the chat room that hasn't been around in a long time. And I see there is Sufferson back in the chat room and things. Hey, Black, what's going on? I see everybody is in the chat room. I know that's right. Hey, Sonny, what's going on? The girls are up here in the room tonight. I'm getting my L-I-F-E, honey, work. The children are in the building. 007 is in the building. Ugly is in the building. Stage is in the building. Queen, Nelly, Miss Heaven, 009, 2009 is in the chat room. Who else is in here? We got a whole bunch of guests and everything up in the chat room. Ballroom Overseer, everybody is in the motherfucking chat room. How the fuck are y'all doing? The real icon is in the chat room. Miss Lisa is in the chat room. How you doing, Miss Lisa? Bitch, everybody is up in the room. So basically, until I find Father Rodney and stuff of that nature, you know, I want to talk about my weekend. You know, after the show on Wednesday, which was a wonderful show, I may say myself, I definitely have to thank the icon, the two icons, Jay and motherfucking James, Icon and James Blahnik, for definitely being on the show last week Wednesday. It was definitely a great show to sit down and talk with the both of them and find out their views and everything on the motherfucking ballroom scene and outside the ballroom scene and the places that they're going to definitely be going with their houses for 2011. So if you definitely missed that show, definitely go to the archives and definitely get that show. It was definitely a cute show. I definitely had fun. And, you know, I had my life doing the show. And so then on Thursday I got up and I had to take care of some business and things, and I did what I had to do with my business and things. I was supposed to go out to Escalese, but I really didn't go. I paid it. And I stayed in. Friday night I went over to the father's house and had dinner and cocktails with some of the children and the other mother and stuff. And then I went to one of the kids' birthday parties on Friday after that. Just got to give a big happy birthday shout out to Anu Mizrahi. Happy birthday. I hope you enjoyed your weekend. And then so on Saturday, everybody, I went to see For Color Girls. How many people in the chat room went to see this movie, okay? That movie was definitely everything. Usually when I go to the movies at nighttime, guys, I usually fall asleep when I go to the movies at nighttime, so I usually have to go, like, sometime in the afternoon or the early evenings, because when I go at nighttime, I usually fall asleep. But this movie really had me intrigued and captivated to actually just sit here all night long and just watch the movie for the whole time, and it was definitely a great movie. So if anybody in the chat room, if you haven't, or anybody on the phone lines have not went out to see this movie, please definitely go out and see the motherfucking movie. The movie is definitely off the fucking chain. It's definitely off the chain. Y'all need to definitely go see that. And I think Kimberly Elise, I think she is definitely Oscar worthy for this movie. So definitely please go out and check that movie out. It was definitely cute. And so then I relaxed all day Sunday. And, you know, just relaxed like the white woman constant, cooked dinner and everything. And then got up today and worked. And now I'm here, you know, on Tiny Chat, sitting here talking with the children on Tiny Chat, sitting here doing the show and everything. And we're here. And we're live. And we're in the building. I don't know where the fuck. What the fuck. But if anybody's out there, if anybody's definitely out there in the motherfucking building, and you know what, if you know anything about the balls that happened this weekend in Virginia, the softball, or you know anything that happened for any of the balls, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 and come and let us know what's the motherfucking tea about that, okay? Hold on, I have a caller. Private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Okay, the private caller is definitely gone. I don't know what happened to the private caller, honey. Well, hold on. Let me do a little searching. Hold on. I have another caller. Hold on. 856-206. You're live on the air.
Kelly, text me your number.
Yeah. What is that?
Text me your number.
Who is this?
Anthony.
Oh, this is Anthony? Okay, Anthony.
Text it to me, all right? I'm going to send you something.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, hold on. We have another caller. Private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, private caller?
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
What the deal? This is Mother Payless. How you doing?
What's going on? How you doing, baby?
What's going on? I just want to comment about the movie, honey. That movie was over, right?
That movie was fucking everything. Wasn't it everything? I don't really want to talk about it because I know a lot of people haven't seen it, but the movie was definitely everything.
Kelly, we got to cut the matinee together and go see it again.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
Get some popcorn and just kiki like pretty girls.
Yes. Anytime, honey. You let me know.
And Kelly, don't be acting up this week, okay? Act like a lady. Don't get out of character. Don't let the girls make you take the wig off this week, okay?
Oh well, if anybody has the link to the Tiny Chat room and they come in the Tiny Chat, it's already off.
Oh, Kelly, come on, baby.
No, it's already off. You know, I just took my weave out. You know, I don't repeat hairstyles at functions and things. So I just took it out so I could pull myself together for this weekend. And you got to let it breathe.
Well, okay, Kelly, so I'm just going to listen for more.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Anthony, I text you. Hold on, we have another caller. 973-687, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hello, Kelly. This is Lolly
Pop
in the chat room.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Lolly Pop.
I saw the movie, too, and it was definitely worthy of going to go see. Everybody needs to go support that movie. It was all that. And another thing,
you know what I gag was, because you know I'm a bitch that watches the news all the time and faithfully. I really gagged that movie came in for only $20 million. This
and you want me to tell you why?
Number three.
You want me to tell you why? Because black people don't go support other black people, and that's a shame. Y'all need to go support that movie for real. It's a movie to be seen
really,
by everybody.
I was really gagging that the motherfucking cartoon movie came in at $48 million for opening weekend over that movie.
I kind of figured that was going to happen. The movie was great the way you look at it, and I think everybody needs to go see it and support it. And another thing, did you see Black Girls Rock last night?
No, I did not get to see it last night. I went to sleep so early last night because I had a long day today, so I didn't get to see it. But my friend was telling me about it, that they went to see it when it was in one of the theaters. They went to see it, and it was coming on. I hope it comes on again because I definitely need to catch it. I was in bed like around 8 o'clock last night. I was so tired. Had a long day today.
Let me tell you something. Go on YouTube. Anybody, and go YouTube the clip of Jill Scott, Lettucey, Kelly Price, and Marsha Ambrosia. They really, really did their thing. And what's going on this weekend?
What's this weekend is the Rumble. It's the Rumble in New York City. It's the Rumble is here on Sunday, and then the Kiki Asapucci is having a ball on Friday.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds cute. I'm going to try to make it out to something this weekend.
Yes, definitely try to come on out.
All right, you gonna be at both functions?
I'm gonna be at both functions. You know, I gotta go support my Kiki house, and then I also gotta go and support my house.
All right, well I might see you there at one of them, and I'm gonna tap you on your shoulder.
Okay, you make sure you there.
All right.
Okay, thank you, Lolly Pop. Anybody else that's out there? And you have any, I want to know about what happened at the mall in Virginia. Anybody, I want to know, did anybody know about what happened at the mall in Virginia? Can somebody please definitely, like, hit me up? The Kiki Ball is at the place where they have the Hot Boy Party at in Harlem on 128 in Amsterdam, over there in that area. That's where the Kiki function is at this weekend. We have a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Hey, Kelly, I have a question from last week.
Yes?
You stated you were going to state your views on the Stasha transition to the House of Garcon, but you got caught up in the John East drama.
Oh, I was going to state my, I really don't understand how you go from being an overall mother to being a godmother. It really puzzles me. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. What do you think the House of Mugler is going to do now?
I don't know what the House of Mugler is going to do. I know it's a lot of people have left. Whitney and all of them have left and transitioned and started their own house. And now Starsha has left from being overall mother, and now she's the godmother of the House of Garcon. So we never know what's going to happen with the members that they have left in the House of Mugler, because, you know, Starsha was a force to be reckoned with, and she had children and she had followers that was in the House of Mugler that probably leaving to become Garcon. So we got to see where the Muglers is going to go from this.
Thank you, Kelly.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else have any questions or any recap? What happened at the Ball of Virginia at Alexis's ball? I need to know what happened at Alexis's ball. I need to know what happened at Dating Khan's ball. So if anybody's out there, please, and know the tea, because I don't know where Father Rodney is at tonight. Father Rodney must be overslept, because he does that from time to time. He oversleeps. So maybe somebody... Maybe somebody know where Father Rodney is at and can give Father Rodney up on the line. It is a lot of girls up in the tiny chat, honey. It's a lot of girls up in this tiny chat right now, and everything. Oh, y'all want the link? Hold on. Let me post the link up in the thing, honey. Hold on. I'm going to take a little break, and I'm going to be right back. I'm going to try to find Rodney to get the tea on what happened. Let me give y'all a nasty post-season beat, bitch, and I'm going to be right back. Hold on.
Serving up the beats and making it hot. It's DJ IQ.
So we're just going to go with the flow, and whatever happens, it just happens. I just put the link for Tiny Chat up in the chat room, so you can definitely go up in the chat room. Please, to your girls that's in the chat, that's coming from the chat room, please make sure that you have a camera, because if you don't have a camera, the switchboard that's running Tiny Chat will definitely be blocking you from Tiny Chat. If you do not have a camera, we will not just be having the girls just sitting watching everybody else. And, you know, not watching us, you know, and us not being able to see you. So please, when you come into the Tiny Chat, please turn your camera on. I have another caller, and my next caller that I have is 646, live on the air on the Recap Show. 646-258, you're live on the air on the Recap Show.
Oh, hello?
Yes.
Hey, what up, Kelly? This is Nino.
What's going on? How you doing?
I'm fine. I'm sitting here on Tiny Chat looking at everybody. I'm stoned.
Oh, I see you're grinning.
Hi, everybody.
What's going on? What's new
Nothing.
With you? Are you back in New York?
No, I'm actually back in Miami. I just left New York yesterday, so, you know.
Oh, you're back in Miami.
Already.
You're doing big things in Miami.
I'm trying, you know. Trying to.
I know that's right. Miami's in the motherfucking building.
That's what's up. I'll be back next month for my magazine release party, so that'll be hot.
Oh, I know that's right. So we're definitely going to see you next month when you come back in the building.
That's what's up. I love you, Kelly.
Love you.
All right, speak to you later.
Okay. That was the legendary Nino Mizrahi, definitely calling in. I cannot, oh my God, I'm gagging. I don't know what is this that's going on, but please, I cannot see this on my phone. I mean, I have to wait and send this to my thing. But we are definitely up here in Tiny Chat. There's a lot of people up in Tiny Chat. People are sending me messages. Oh, yes, they said they is hitting me up. They said they banned about 156 girls out of Tiny Chat. You got to come to Tiny Chat, and you got to have a camera. We is not chatting with girls that do not have cameras. Okay, well, call in and tell me what happened at the function. I mean, I'm the real icon. If you're the real icon, call in here and tell me what's the tea about what happened at the ball. Trophy Alone has just entered Tiny Chat. We have a bunch of people that just entered Tiny Chat. I'm sitting up here with Mother Alana is on Tiny Chat. Father Nino Mizrahi. We have Raphael. We have Christian. We have Trophy. We have Miss Pussy. The girls is up in motherfucking Tiny Chat. I mean, we have Lollipop is up in Tiny Chat. The girls are here in the building on Tiny Chat. Oh, my God. I cannot. Okay. Hold on. Where the fuck is motherfucking it was shut down by a goat? By a goat? Oh, my God. By a goat. What you mean the world was shut down by a goat? I don't understand that. Hold on. I need to find Rodney. Hold on, because I need to find out what the fuck happened to this motherfucking shit, honey. Hold on. Let me put y'all back on. Let me call his phone again, because I need to know what happened. Y'all talk about a shutdown by a goat. Hold on.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. Runway. Diva. 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 Diva.
He's a busy man, honey. You know, he got a job and everything. He's a busy man. He goes off. But I have found Father Rodney, and I'm sending his number over the switchboard, and we're going to get him on the phone so we can find out exactly what happened this weekend at the functions, honey. Because, you know, Mother don't know, honey. Mother wasn't there, honey. We're getting Rodney on the phone right now, honey, so we can find out exactly what happened at the function.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to the air, the legendary Father Rodney Millard, honey.
What's going on?
Okay, now somebody in the chat room was telling me just now in the chat room that the ball got shut down by Billy Goat. What the fuck?
Unless he was calling the individual Billy Goat, that's the only thing I could think of. But the ball was, they had all the categories and everything.
And so how was the ball in Virginia?
It was okay.
What did you say?
It was just okay.
It was just okay. So I didn't waste my time. It was just okay. Okay. Now how about the ball in North Carolina? Did they cons ball?
It was a lot more people there, and it was, but as far as, you know, the excitement and things of that nature, it was about the same, but it was more people, about the same drama as far as the judges and different things like that, but, it's an okay weekend.
Rodney said it was an okay weekend. Somebody just said me it was about 30 people at the ball in Virginia.
Okay.
They said it was about 30 people at the ball, including Alexis and the promoters, and yourself. It was about 30 people at the ball. The girls are really shady.
Yeah.
But it's going to be a blast. It's a lot of balls coming up this weekend. And it's a ball. There's two balls in New York City. I hear the ball in Ohio. It's a ball in Buffalo this weekend. It's a lot of balls definitely coming up this weekend. Everybody's having these horrible-ass balls. I'm really gagging. I'm really gagging at all these balls. But we're just sitting here, and we're on Tiny Chat, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at everybody on Tiny Chat. Tiana just took off her long wig and put on her short wig on Tiny Chat and everything. Everybody is here on Tiny Chat. But I was calling you to find out exactly what happened at the balls. But it wasn't really nothing that happened. So you can go back to sleep, Father Rodney.
Oh, no, I'm gonna sit and chat for a little while. I mean, I can give you some winners and different things of that nature.
Yes, who won? Did any Mizrahis win?
Mizrahi.
I guess that's enough.
No, I was going
out
the
door. Is it out,
Audie?
Is it out?
I can't remember. But it's been a first ball.
It's definitely a no.
Like,
oh,
like,
my God.
It'll come to me as I'm doing the winners. Well, Runway, on the ball Friday was by Gorgeous Alexis. Everybody know, you know, Alexis 007, legendary woman's face, was in Virginia. It was a light crowd there, you know. It was very like a disappointing crowd. I will say that. But you had Sequoia Prodigy, Herb Balenciaga, James Caan, Orlando Mugler, Jaquan, Ebony,
Dominique Lacroix. You had R.J. Balenciaga. You had Mark Mugler, Roz Mugler. You know, the people. You know, people came out in spurts. Like, you know, they were there. And then you had the categories. Runway was won by Montmont, Revlon. Vogue Femme was won by Little James and Magic Khan. Realness, Thug Realness was won by Brian Ebony, Rasta Ebony is what they call him. I'm trying to remember the rest of the categories. Pretty Boy was won by Chanel. His name escapes me right now. Chanel. He did a very good job. I commend him on that. Drex Realness was won by Stacy Lacroix.
I know that's right. Work it out.
And then it was Realness Open to All. They had the individuals, and then they had $100 for the winner, and Stacy Lacroix won the money. What else? That's all I can remember right off here. And then on Saturday was the ABC Ball in Charlotte, North Carolina. That was held by Robert Allure for A, Blahnik B, and Tim Chanel B. Econ Blahnik is for the B, so Econ, I won't not forget his name. I missed a couple of categories. I got there a little late. But when I walked in the door, I saw the sex siren still standing up there, which was Prodigy's, was grand prize for sex siren, Rio, Prodigy, I think I saw Rashad Prodigy up there as well. Then Thug Realness was won by the Blahniks. Terrence and the cast. Schoolboy was won by a Revlon. Pretty Boy was won by Junior Blahnik. And then they all had to battle for the cash, and the Blahniks won the cash. Lady Blahnik was there. She won body. I think she won female figure, sex iron as well, and she had to battle the boys, and the boys won. Hercules Blahnik walked body, and also Junie Milan walked body as well, and Hercules won. Runway was pretty much the most entertaining category of the evening. You had to bring it. Like a legend, like recreate one of their moments, and or you know, you could bring that look, or you bring, you know, an expanded look of them, and that was you had a lot of Jay Blahniks, you had a lot of Byron Milans, you had a Michi Lacroix, you had Mariah, and all the other females did London Allure. And you had Andre Mizrahi. They say I'm talking.
I know that's right.
Turn this channel.
But you know what? I did not. You know what? I just found out some tea last night. I did not know that the house that Luna closed House of Legacy. I thought he just left House of Legacy.
You said you heard that he did.
No, yes, I heard that he closed the house. I thought he just left. Because I didn't know. I just seen all the kids and all the children just was 007s and everything just all over the place. And I just found out that he closed the house, and that's why everybody left and became, that he left and became a con. I'm gagging.
Oh, okay.
I'm really gagging at that. I got that tea last night on Tiny Chat, chatting with the girls. Honey, I was really gagging, honey. Miss Tayana was spilling a whole bunch of tea and everything last night on Tiny Chat, honey. She was spilling all the girls' business, honey. I was gagging at her last night on Tiny Chat.
So Luna came out as Tawn?
No, it was on his Facebook that he's the new overall father of the House of Cards.
Oh, okay.
And I was just gagging. Hold on, we have a caller. 434-825, you're live on the air on the recap show.
What's going on? How y'all doing tonight?
What's going on, sir?
Doing yourself. All
right. What's going on, Kelly? What's going on, Uncle Rodney? This is Remy LaCroix from Virginia.
What's going on,
sir?
Ain't nothing much. I was actually calling to see who won All-American and Female Figure Runway in the Virginia Ball and at the ABC Ball in North Carolina.
At the ABC Ball, it was Blahnik. I don't recall his name, but it was a Blahnik. And an All-American in at Alexis Ball. Okay, I don't even remember if there were any All-Americans that walked. If it was, it escapes me. But I don't remember any All-Americans at Alexis Ball.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, do you know about a female figure runway?
Okay. I mean, some of the people that was winning, I don't, know their names and stuff like that. For
okay.
But somebody's about to send me the list for North Carolina.
Okay.
Female figure. Oh, my God. I remember the category, too, and I don't remember who won. Yeah, it was one of them that it wasn't exciting, so I wasn't writing anything down or doing anything like that. It was one of them, if it stuck with me, yes, I got it. Female figure was won by Maria Balenciaga.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
No problem.
Thank you very much for definitely calling in. Honey, thank you for calling in. Can you give me some juice, please? Where's my, can I make some juice in this cup, please, darling? Thank you very much. Honey. Well, I don't know what happened. This weekend was not really an exciting weekend. Yes, the real icon. What's going on? What is the tea? I guess it wasn't really an exciting weekend this weekend, honey, at all. What's going on, real icon? What's the tea? You keep calling my name. They say you're calling my name and you're calling my name, but you're not saying anything. What's the tea? Anybody that's out there on the phone line, and y'all have any tea or anything that you're... Well, I guess y'all really don't have no tea, honey, because the balls really wasn't that packed and the girls really didn't come out and saying, like, what the fuck, honey? Well, Rodney, you need to go see For Color Girls. It's a great movie.
I want to go see Color Girls. Definitely a great movie.
Kimberly Elise, I think she definitely deserves an Oscar for her role in The Color Girls. The girls are definitely up in this fucking Tiny Chat. I'm gagging at all the girls that's in this Tiny Chat. The girls are deep in this Tiny Chat. Hold on, I have another caller. Hold on, the next caller is 704-649. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
Hey, baby, what's going on?
I'm fine.
What's going on?
I want to ask Rodney a question. I had walked runway at the ABC Ball. And I had brought it as half man, half woman. And I was a heavyset guy, and I want to know why did they shot me.
I wasn't judging at that point, so I don't know why they chopped you, sir. But I saw a couple of Warren Malones out there, so I don't know. Personally, I thought the effects looked good, so I don't know if they chopped the effect or they chopped the runway. Because I wasn't judging at that point. I was just sitting on the side cheering for my house member.
Okay.
Yeah, but do you recall
so why do
which
you,
judge?
Why do you feel they chopped him?
Carla.
Carla, are you still there? Oh, no, he gone.
Oh, okay.
He flashed. He is out of here. He hit the fan. He hit the fan. But anybody else is definitely out there on the phone live. Y'all can definitely feel free to definitely press 1, honey, and we can talk about whatever y'all want to talk about, honey, the balls, any upcoming functions that's coming in the building, honey, that y'all want to talk about. We can definitely talk about them, honey. Feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come up here.
And,
what do you want me to say? You keep saying the same thing, but you're not. What do you want me to comment? You want me to comment on what you said? They sent me what you said, and what am I supposed to say about that? To the real icon. Hold on, I got another. Oh no, the caller, they're gone. You know, maybe missed the motherfucking caller, honey. I don't understand what you want me to say. You are sitting here, but we have another caller. 240-581, you're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller?
I appreciate how they kicked me out of Tidy Chat. I can't, it's filled up. I can't even turn my camera on.
When I turned my camera on,
it was like there's no spot filled. Y'all ain't see me just chatting in there, and I was like, there's no spot.
Switchboard. Hold on, I gotta talk. You know, it's two different switchboards. I have the switchboard that's running Tiny Chat, and I have the switchboard that's running the board. Switchboard, they said that they trying to get in Tiny Chat, but they said it's fell. We need to make some spots for some girls. They want to come in. They're calling in on their lives about getting in. Huh?
Stop
by the leading halls if they not talking. Okay, Naima, go ahead. They're about to start deleting some of these hoes so you can get in.
Send me the link again, Kelly, to my Yahoo. I'm on Yahoo.
I'm putting it in the chat room again.
Okay.
I'm putting it in the chat room again. Okay, thank you. We have another caller. Private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller.
Hey, Kelly. I just had a question in reference to your post on Walk For Me in the Jenny Scott Slade discussion. What was that about?
What was it about?
Or was it you?
Was it me what?
That made the post something about Nicole is my friend and Johnny's is going to whoop you. Somebody named Mother Kelly Mizza made a post on Walk For Me.
I don't comment, and I don't post.
Okay,
thank you, darling. The next caller, oh, no, we don't have no. Anybody else is definitely on the phone line, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come up on the lines, honey. Let me see what my sister's doing. Hold on. Tayana Milan, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing?
I'm all right. Let me turn this computer down.
Oh, and Kelly, tell Remy, the female figure for the ABC ball was Electra Allure.
Electra Allure was the female figure for the ABC ball.
And Jermaine Blahnik was the All-American.
And Camaro Blahnik was the All-American.
No,
Jermaine
Blahnik.
Jermaine Blahnik was for All American. Sorry. Tayana, are you starting your shit again tonight in Tiny Chat?
I'm trying to, but I just been, Ms. Lollipop just knocked me out.
Oh, you got knocked out. Please put Tayana back in Tiny Chat, please. She got knocked out. Switchboard, please put her back in. Okay, they said you're allowed to come back in. You're allowed to come back in. Ain't no tea in Chicago. I was with Sha Sha Party. Did you go to Sha Sha Party?
Yeah, I went to Sha-Sha party. It was real nice.
I want to say happy birthday to Sha-Sha the Destroyer. Definitely happy birthday to her. She definitely had her birthday party this weekend in Chicago. Happy birthday to you, Sha-Sha. Ooh. Hold on. We got another caller. Hold on. The next caller is, hold on, 267-767. You're live on the air on the recap show. 267-767. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Oh, what's good, Kelly? Now I'm in the chat room. That ain't my number. You screaming the wrong number.
Oh, that's not your number?
Nah. But what's good? What's good?
What's going on?
Nothing. Chilling in the chat room. Just chilling.
Ah, you in the chat room just chilling. Who is this?
This Big Nose. What's good? How you been?
Oh, what's going on, Big Nose? Nothing much. Just chilling.
Oh, cool. Where Andre at? I ain't hear him on here in a minute.
Andre doesn't do the show anymore.
Oh, I ain't been on here in a minute, but I know I hear him on here in like a couple of days.
Andre hasn't done the show in about 6-7 months. Andre comes on every once in a blue, and if we have a legendary or icon topic, Andre comes on, but Andre doesn't host the show anymore.
Oh, they beamed me last night because I was swinging my hair.
Yes, they did. They got rid of you.
All right, I ain't going to hold it up. I know people want to talk, so I'm going to be out.
Okay. That was definitely Big Nose from the chat room and from Tiny Chat. Anybody else that's on the phone line, if you got any other questions or comments that you want to make, definitely feel free to definitely press 1 at this time and definitely come up on the phone lines. We are definitely here, honey. You know, I don't know what's going on, honey. It was a horrible weekend, honey, bitch. The weekend was definitely a drain, honey. So you in D.C. for this weekend, Rodney? Are you coming up for the Rumble?
As of today, I don't know what I'm doing.
But I hope the Rumble definitely be cute this weekend. I don't know why the girls are not coming out to balls like that. I think everybody's saving their coins and holding their coins for the Legends Ball.
Besides the Rumble is Sunday, but it's two balls on Saturday.
Yeah, it's two balls on Saturday. It's a ball in Buffalo. And then it's also a ball in Ohio.
Correct.
It's a world's ball in Buffalo and I think the Fame ball is in Ohio this weekend.
Yeah, Fame ball, yeah.
So
correct.
it's definitely some balls this weekend. I didn't say I was saving no money. I'm just not going to none of the money. I'm waiting for the Legends Ball, honey. That's the next time I'm going out of town, honey. We'll definitely be for the Legends Ball. I'm supposed to be going to Buffalo on Saturday. I'm trying to work all of that out to definitely be in Buffalo this weekend. But if I don't make it to Buffalo this weekend, the next time I'm going out of town will definitely be for the Legends Ball.
Miss Kelly,
I don't know the details on the Legends Ball. Maybe we could get Andre up here and find out the details on the Legends Ball and what's going on with the Legends Ball and stuff, honey. I don't know. Hold on. Let me see if I can get Andre on the line to find out the details of what's going on with the Legends Ball. Hold on 1 minute, Rodney.
All right.
Well, I tell you, your switchboard cannot take me, Kelly. They are so jealous of me, Miss Alana Khan. You was going to gag when I pull your fucking hair out.
So violent, daughter.
Yes. They keep begging me. They can't take me.
So what's coming up in the Midwest? Any balls? Oh, they announced, she forgot to announce, we got one more ball on Saturday as well, yeah.
Derek Garcon's ball
is this Saturday as well, people. So you have Ohio ball in Ohio, you have a ball in Buffalo, New York, and you have a ball in Chicago.
Derek Garcon. So you have 3 balls on Saturday so far.
3 balls so far.
And then the Rumble on Sunday. Will you be in attendance at the Legends Ball, Tiana?
Set up the phone with the icon, and the icon said that the ball is definitely December 4th in Atlanta, and as of now, the ball is definitely going to be held at tracks. The flyers is definitely out, and the flyers are definitely circulated, so definitely get a flyer and definitely find out your categories. And I think you might be able to go on Facebook and stuff and find out the categories also.
Wait a minute, Kelly, did you say December 4th or did you say December 12th?
314-484, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, everybody.
What's going on?
I was calling about the Legends Bar. I wanted to know, do you have to be a star statement of Legends to walk the Legends Bar?
Yeah, they have
categories. You can do whatever to walk into the Legends Bar.
Yeah.
Okay, because I had seen somewhere that you have to be a star statement or a legend to walk it. But, okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, baby. No, I said the ball is December 4th, not 12th, December 4th. It's the Legends Ball, December 4th. We have another caller, 773-703. You're live on the air on the recap show. How are you doing, caller? You're live on the air on the recap show.
What's going on, y'all?
What's going on with you? Who are we speaking with?
This is Jay.
Hey, Jay, what's going on?
What's going on? I was just calling to say hey to everybody.
Hey,
what's going on?
What's going
on?
How you doing?
Nothing shit, just chilling, waiting till 12 o'clock so I can get fucked up with my family for my birthday.
Oh, I know, that's right. Oh, I think... Well, actually, in New York City, it's your birthday already, so I want to be the first one to say happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Happy birthday,
Jay. Yes, because it's definitely 12:03 here in New York, so it's definitely your birthday in New York. It ain't your birthday yet in Chicago, but it's definitely your birthday here in New York City.
Thank you. Thanks, Rodney. So, sorry,
I know that's
I should
right.
Be you today, right?
Yeah,
I'll
be
at your house at 11:45.
Okay.
Oh, Kelly, it is another ball Saturday as well in Chicago.
Oh, is the ball in Chicago too on Saturday?
Yes, Derek Garcon.
Oh, I know that's right. Derek Garcon is having a ball on Saturday in Chicago. I want to thank you, Jay, for definitely calling in. I'll definitely be calling you back at 12 o'clock, at 1 o'clock my time. We wish you had a good day in Chicago time.
All right.
Kelly, is that Nicki Minaj right there in the... And you bastards gonna stop banding me. Nicki Minaj in the red Hollister shirt.
And Nicki Minaj where?
In the red Hollister shirt that's laughing now.
That is not Nicki Minaj.
That's the one that was in a pink wig yesterday.
Oh, yeah, that's Big Nose. Hold on, we have another caller. Robert Carla. Private caller, you're live
Hello?
On the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly, what's up? What's going on?
What's going on with you? How are you doing, baby?
I'm chilling. So, is there any of those 007 legacies that you want to snatch up?
What'd you say?
I said, is there any of those 007 legacies that you want to snatch up?
There's only one person. There's only one person. From that house that I'm going to snatch up, you know. He's already debuted on his Facebook that he's in a house already, but he hasn't walked underneath that house yet. So I'm gonna definitely snatch him up before he walks underneath that house.
I hear that.
Okay. So don't worry. I'll be snatching you up really soon. Okay. You have a good night now. Why you call out Rodney?
So all of them didn't go with Luna?
No. A lot of them went and they just doing their own thing. I thought they was. I didn't know. I just is what I thought. What I basically thought, because I never knew that the house was closed. What I basically thought was that they was just, like, you know, leaving for other reasons and just going on about their business to do their own thing, you know, that they felt that, you know, they have grown and they wanted to, you know, go to another house, because I seen them all walking as 007. I never found out, I never knew until last night, being on Tiny Chat, that they was all motherfucking, that Luna had closed the house, and they was all 007. I was really gagging at that. That's like, that really gagged me last night. Because I thought he would definitely leave, like, leave the house to, like, Steve and, like, Stone Cold and you know, and if they were doing the whole thing with the house if he left. But I heard that he left and closed the house down because he said that was his name and he didn't want them to fuck up his name. So that's why he had closed it down.
Right.
Now, what do y'all think about that? Hello.
It's a sticky situation. So you know.
Because I think if I started a house and I had legendary people like Steve and Stone Cold there and they was parenting the house and doing what they were doing, if I was going to leave, you know, and they didn't want to leave and they wasn't, I think I would have just let them continue on with the name and stuff, you know. It's something that you started. That's a part of your legacy in the ballroom scene.
Uh-huh.
But, oh, they said Steve is back being a con too, they tell me. This is one of I'm getting the tea in Tiny Chat that he's back to being a con too.
Oh, okay.
That whole situation is just really confusing to me because they all left the House of Con to start Legacy and say now they all back to being cons again. Like, what the fuck?
Right.
Maybe I need to get an exclusive sit down with Luna about this, a exclusive one-on-one sit-down interview with him to find out exactly what's going on. Oh, the New York chapter is closed. Oh, child, I'm gagging. It's just too much. You found out a lot of tea. You found out a lot of tea and a lot of stuff is going on. But I want to know from everybody in the chat room and everybody on Tiny Chat, the people that's on the phone line, what do y'all think about the situation? I don't know how to feel about the situation. I want to know what some of the callers have to say about the situation. I definitely do. I want to know what they have to think. It's somebody in the chat room said they think it's very sad. It's very sad. Maybe some callers can call in here and tell me if people in Tiny Chat are saying it's very sad. Maybe some people on the phone line can kind of give me their opinions on what they think about the situation, because I'm gagging. And then you got somebody that says, who cares? Baby, I'm gagging. Luna went back to his home. Somebody said Luna went back to his home. But his home was also, Legacy was also his home also, because he started a foundation with Legacy and brought these children from all different places and had them foundation and structured in the House of Legacy. And so now they uproot all of these children and make them 007s and take the ones that you wanted, all the rest of them running around like wild ducks with their head cut off and being 007s. It's crazy.
Somebody just asked, what is a 007?
Bitch, I don't even know where that fucking term came from. No, I don't. I really don't. I don't even know where 007 came from.
I remember you were just a free agent. Right.
You were just a free agent. You wasn't in no house. But now they got, you know, guard. You know how they making up everything. They're making up everything. They changing the ballroom scene around, honey. So, you know now, honey. But I can't wait for the Legends Ball. The Legends Ball is definitely going to be hot. Hold on, I got a caller. 516-280. You're live on the air on the Recap Show. How you doing, caller?
What's up, y'all?
What's going on, Dex?
I'm chilling. That's Tayana on the line?
Yeah,
that's Tayana on the line.
Tayana, when is the Awards Ball in Chicago?
The Awards Ball in Chicago is the 5th of March next year.
What is the ain't no more big balls down there this year?
Ball.
You know I owe you one, ball. Right? Tayana, you know I owe you one, right?
You owe me one.
Dexter.
What's up, Rodney?
What's going on? The scatter ball is December the 18th.
Oh, the scatter ball. Okay. So,
Dexter, you can't do that to me. That was Kelly.
That was good. I heard it on the station, but I'm going to wait till everybody do their debut album by next year. Kelly.
Everybody is debuting all over the place, honey.
Kelly.
Yes.
I'm hearing you slapping people up in the streets. What's going on with that?
I'm not doing nothing such of the sort.
I heard it was self-defense. It was self-defense.
I'm just trying to be like all the other female figures and be kind and a lady, Mister. But it seems like they don't like that.
Oh, so Kelly, y'all had a conversation with
they
someone.
They want me to get groovy laying on the Vex. Yes.
Right.
They want me to get groovy laying all the time on them.
Yeah,
but I hear there's a lot
on.
Of people that's having a lot of debut albums that's coming out. The girls are definitely gonna be debuting at the Legends Ball and new houses and everything and all types of things, honey. Yeah, that's the tune that I'm getting that's going on, honey. You know, I was hearing it. They was talking about it last night in Tiny Chat that girls from Chicago was debuting at all your mothers and new houses and things of that nature and all types of things. I'm not gonna spill that tea on who's debuting. And I hear that girls. This is the tune that I'm getting. This is the tea that I've been getting. That girls that is overall mothers of their houses.
They're
hearing
out.
That y'all girls need to watch y'all back, Miss Thang, because it's people in your house, Miss Thang, that is gunning to get y'all out, Miss Thang, and they are debuting and they're kicking y'all out underneath y'all nose and not without y'all even knowing, Miss Thang.
Well,
and
sister, I'm gonna kick it off. Well, mother, I got to kick it off. You know, I got to start some kind of way. Mother Kiana Evisu, girl, they have took your spot.
Wait.
Everybody in Tiny Chat mouth just dropped.
What happened?
They took her and kicked her out.
Well, the tea that I got was. Rodney and motherfucking Dexter, the tea that I got was that Nina and them is about to leave, Miss Thang, because Tayana is supposed to be debuting as the new overall mother of the LTV show at the Legends Ball.
Oh, so
Wow. I don't know, honey, but we gotta wait until the function to find out, honey. But that's the tea that was going around on Tiny Chat, honey. And I was gagging, honey, that all this tea that they got, they was going around. And they got the new people going to be debuting as the father of Mizza in L.A. And I'm like, yo, ain't nobody here. They come across my table, and I'm part of the high up. It's a lot of stuff that these girls were talking about, but I don't know. But we just gotta wait until the Legends Board to find out.
The other application they said Tayana had, that was this bogus then.
Oh, for Ebony Dexter?
Yeah. they said her cabbage had a few pounds.
Oh, wow. Blame it on me.
They think your cabbage had a few cocktails.
It's my fault.
Come on. I would just be talking shit. Tell y'all be talking shit. She ain't going nowhere. But
you know she ain't leaving no place.
But
Rodney, she is definitely not going no place, honey.
I heard that you and the Blondix was going to battle for that $2,500 because you know the Ebonies can't walk that grand prize. So get that challenge.
Oh.
And guess what? Roy have all his coins, so get that change, cause no evidence.
Who's gonna be battling?
Huh?
The
Blondix and the Milans.
Oh, the Blondix and the Milans.
Right.
And the Milans.
Blahniks and the Melange is going to be battling for that money. Well, I'm going to tell the Blahniks, and I'm going to tell the Melange this. Don't underestimate the House of Mizrahi. We ain't never been known for realness, honey. But that night, I might have to pull some of my motherfucking ass, and you know it's a whole lot of ass.
So you're doing all female figure?
Excuse me?
Oh, no. But it gotta be bought. No, it gotta be bought like Roy, something like that. Oh,
what are you saying? Oh, wait a minute. Oh,
yeah, you gotta bring it like Roy, I think. Something like that.
Baby, don't worry, honey. Don't worry, honey. The mafias will definitely be in the motherfucking building. Hold on, hold on. Marcus, you're live on the air on the recap show, Marcus.
Oh, I'll wait till y'all finish talking about that. I got no comment on who wins.
Wait a minute. I don't understand why in Tiny Chat they keep on saying I broke up the whole House of Escada with one phone call. How did I do that, Tiny Chat?
Oh, they spilled all types of teas and everything.
How they broke up the House of Escada? Okay.
I don't know. Well, Marcus is on the line, honey. What's the tea?
No comment.
Marcus has no comment, honey. Marcus already wrote Marcus wrong way about this.
Is that the Marcus?
Are you worried about the
scuttle
ball
on the motherfucking
eighth? And worried about going to the casino?
Oh, well, yes, I am looking forward to the casino. But I have a question for y'all.
Yes. What's going on, Marcus? How you doing?
I'm all right. My question is, I was on the other show earlier today, and, you know, I kind of got into a heated debate. How do you guys feel about, like, open to all categories? Because I hear that the icons want to, you know, make everything separate. But do you feel as though every particular category has to be separated? By gender.
Rodney, take it. Rodney, you go first, Rodney, and then I'll go behind you. And then Dexter and Tayana can comment too.
I was listening a little bit at the conversation before I hung up. For certain categories... but well, they've been on that debate about the Femme Queen performance. That has been the big issue that they have been talking about. If they want to do it, that's fine. You're not going to be doing it every ball. I figure you should, if the Femme Queens come out, you get a chance to see them. And then if they are there, then you try to cater to them a little bit because they keep saying, oh, those are our gems and those are this and this and this. As soon as they made the announcement and start trying to get into catering to the Femme Queens again, Caesar, who is a big caterer of the Femme Queens, had the category at the ballroom throwback in honor of the Femme Queens and had a large amount of money. And it was only like three or four girls that walked the Femme Queen performance
category. Exactly.
So,
and I agree with the performance one. That's the one category I kind of agree with. That realness, you know. I don't necessarily see a drag queen battling a Femme Queen. But, you know, like when it comes down to fashion and, you know,
when they said about the fashion part, and they said a Femme Queen, it's of course looking good in your clothes, and then they said no Femme Queen wants to battle a dragon because they don't look as good in their clothes. But you can't say that when they said you want to signal by up against Dawn, like just say Dawn and Stephanie. But when you have Simone and you have Jalen, who looks just as well in their garments as well as the other ones, then how can you say that a dragon can't stand next to a female figure? Labels. So you're judging the labels, and you're judging how well you look in your clothes.
Right.
I think, my opinion about it, I don't think, you know, they separate the category. I think that the girls, they can vote together. I don't understand the point. I really understand. You know what it is? You know why they want to separate the category? They want to separate it because they have some of the dramatic femme queens. And they don't want to battle those dramatic femme queens. That's what it is. The dramatic witchcraft and drags. They don't want to battle them. So that's why they want to separate the category.
Well, I think that, now that's a valid, because I actually brought that concern up. I said, but there are butch queens that are soft that don't want to battle dramatic butch queens. So, I mean, is it necessarily we having to split it up by gender or having to split it up based on whether they're soft and cunning dramatics? Could a soft butch queen battle a soft femme queen? And, you know, they not bump into each other and have to worry about all of that. And let the dramatic girls who want to bump and do all that other stuff and just battle each other. What's wrong with that?
No, but I heard them say...
I don't think, you know what? It's just becoming outrageous.
when they the person most of the time of the dragons the Bushmen and the drags are doing a lot of cartwheels and black flips and different and stuff like that, and the film queens, since they have so much extra stuff in their body, feel as though they don't want to do that or different stuff like that and the energy of it. But if you're going to have a judge on the panel, you're going to have 9 different judges. They're going to be judging different kind of ways anyway. And that's with everything. So if you might have that judge that likes the soft, you might have the judge that wants acrobatic excitement. You're going to have the judge that want a girl in the heel. You're going to have a bungee cunt judge that wants a girl in a sneaker. So the panel is going to be the same regardless of if it's all femme queens or not femme queens or, you know what I'm saying? But if you're having a ball, most of the time you're having a ball for profit, you're having a ball, you know, to give back to the community as well. That's both cases. But if the femme queens are not there, you're going to have a grand prize of $500, you expect the film queens to come out to walk. And if just like when Caesar had it for that amount of money, you only have 4 girls to come out. So you're just wasting the category to cater to the changes.
It's just not that one time either. Ever since he came back, he has been promoting legendary film queen performance, and only 2 or 3 girls have came out and walked.
Right.
And they all have been for $500 or more. Yeah. Every time
even
he has done
the
it, even when he came even when he came to Jack Ball, when he came to this person's ball and he did it, the girls only come, it's only 2 or 3 girls that's coming out. And all of them be in the building and they don't come out. They'll come out and get their tens, but then none of them come back out to battle. So what's the sense of adding an extra category and spending money to get a trophy and these girls ain't going to come out and they ain't going to walk anyway?
Then my second question is because this came up to a second debate, and I guess as promoters, we kind of get the hard part. Do you guys feel as though what category outside of Old Way hasn't been done for grand prize that that's not getting their just due? You get what I'm saying? Because they always say it's runway or performance or realness, but what other category, especially you're talking about $1,000 or more, that you would actually see yourself giving $1,000 to that you know people are actually going to come and compete at?
Well, for me, being a ball promoter, you know, well, a slight ball promoter, you know, I think if I'm going to have a grand prize, I'm thinking about what's going to take and bring the girls in the door. And that's what you have to think about. And it's not just with a ball. It's about anything that you do, even outside of a ball, you're thinking about what's going to bring the people in the door. And certain things is just not going to bring people in the door.
Mm-hmm. Butch Queen up in pumps for $1,000.
That's not
going to
bring nobody in the fucking door.
Right. That's just not. You might be the first.
I can see those categories being like a $500 mini grand or something like that, or, you know, a $250 mini grand. But a $1,000 or $5,000 or $2,000 category, Ain't nobody coming. If you do that category for $2,000, you are gonna have to have a bunch of other strong categories out there for a nice piece of coin to take and get those girls to definitely come in the building. Because they not coming in the building. Because those categories, I see everybody to get up when they call those categories. Everybody's getting up and you're seeing people walking across the room and everybody's going to the bar to go get a drink because they say those categories are intermission categories.
Mm-hmm. So what category? Rodney?
Rodney?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about what he said?
I can agree with, I guess, you know, sometimes you do a little best dress because best dress sometimes be a little crowded. So you can do best dress.
They've had their chances, though. They had Atlanta. They got the LaCroix ball for the 1500.
Right. I mean, I know everybody's had their chance, but every category has had its chance, but you won't have a book queen up in pumps for $1,000. It just won't. It's not a category that's going to say, yes.
Right. Even Foot and Eyewear, they've had 2 chances. They had the Blahnik ball and the Garcon boy won. They had Larry Ball did it. No one won. Didn't they do it one more time for $1,000?
Right. And back to the female figure thing, even at the Icon Ball the last 3 years, Ashley has had that as a grand prize. Film Queen Performance. It might have been, well, I guess it was legendary Film Queen Performance. So But most of the girls now that is doing the complaining, whether you could call it a complaint, are doing the talking or the legendary Fem Queens. So they have had it. Ashley has had it like the last 3 years at the Icon Ball, and there's still only two or three girls come to walk. So how do you please the masses that are out here promoting for that, but they've been having it at the balls and no participation?
Yeah, the girls don't come out. I mean, the girl, everybody wants to sit behind a screen name or sit on the phone line, and everybody want to talk about, oh, they're not having this and they're not doing this. But then when these categories is put out there for these girls, the girls don't come. The girls got excuses why they wasn't on the back of the floor. What the fuck?
Right.
Well, nobody has no time to take and waste money to be getting trophies and shit, all types made and all types of shit for these fucking girls, and then the girls don't come out, Miss Dang. Trophies is not free like it was back in the day where you could take and you could call different places and you could get you 60 or 70 motherfucking trophies and don't mind having trophies left over. Now when you're a ball promoter, you got to get exactly how many trophies you need. You don't want to spend nothing extra.
Okay.
That's true, because they're expensive now, too.
I'm right.
Yeah, trophies are fucking expensive, and you want to give a bitch a fab motherfucking trophy, and so your fab trophy is going to run you about $30 to $40 for a fab fucking trophy, and then you pay the cash on top of it, and you pay the $500 cash on top of it for only two people to come out, but everybody wants to sit there and they want to read.
That's right. Because when you order a trophy now and even put ball on it or open to, once they see something ball related, they call you to verify your purchase at this point. They ain't no trophy company. Well, I don't know. But when I buy trophies, they want you to fax in your card and everything. They're like, you know, trophies are definitely cash charges now, things you got to pay for. That's unfortunate.
They don't want to waste their money on that. Like, what?
The only other category I feel is they haven't gotten their, like, maybe fair chances, maybe, like, Butch Realness or something. And, you know, I've never really seen that for $1,000, but, you know, outside of that.
Hold on. We got a bunch of people that's pressed one list. Let's see what they got to say.
That's the motherfucking
Tommy Caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you?
Yeah, what's going on? I just called because somebody gave me the phone around, but I was just calling to say what's going on.
You said what?
Somebody get a phone number, but I was just calling to say what's going on. You know what I'm saying? I was just calling to say what's up. How you doing?
We're doing great, and yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm about to get dressed and set. I'll see you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling.
Have a nice night. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello, Kelly.
Yes.
I would like to borrow $20.
Excuse me?
I would like to borrow $20.
Thank you for calling in. We ain't got time for games. Hold on. The next call is 619-819-852. You're live on the A on the Recap show.
Hello. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, darling.
I am wonderful. I just wanted to say I want to see all the girls come out with no paint on and walk face for a big coin, because some of these girls only have face with paint on. Some of these girls truly do not have face.
When you say the girls, are you meaning the Butch Queens or are you meaning the female figures?
All of them. Everybody that walks face. OTA.
Who the fuck is you?
Oh.
But didn't they make paint to enhance the women's beauty?
Yes, but some of these girls are nothing but paint. And contour is
like
a pageant girl.
I'll spell some names, baby, honey. You know this is Tanza Chops, honey. We were on here.
Well, honey, I don't want to come from your family or nothing, but Amaya does not have face.
Amaya's
a pretty girl, but she does not have face. Amaya, she's not a Mizza no more?
She's Mother Chanel.
Oh, work out. She doesn't have face.
And who else?
Miss Motherfucking Lola Balenciaga does not have face. Nadia does not have face. These girls don't have face. They have face with paint on. They know these parlor tricks to make their noses look just right, to have their cheeks together. Honey, if you don't got some motherfucking face, you shouldn't be walking, period. That's why I want to see the girls walk with no paint. Temperance neither. She does not have face.
What color?
Who do you think has face?
These ladies have face.
Miss motherfucking Shannon Khan, Shawnice, Miss motherfucking Ayana. Some of these older girls truly have face. A lot of these girls come out walking face when they should grow into the category. They walk face just because somebody told them they was pretty.
Ooh. And what category do you walk?
I walk realness.
Oh, you want real, so you don't know nothing about walking face.
Oh, I know about face, honey. I know about face. I was raised by the older girls, not the new queens.
Mm. Well, you stay right there on the line, because I know you have ruffled a lot of girls' panties, honey. So you stay right there on the line. We're gonna put you back on hold, because I know you're gonna have a lot of callers. A lot of callers is definitely good for you. So you stay right there, okay? Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
That bitch does not have face. I don't see it.
Who?
The one that just called in there. I don't even like her.
She says she's real.
She's real fake.
Oh, you want to talk to her?
She's from Canal Street, honey.
You want to talk to her?
She's from Canal Street. You put her on. I'll give it to her.
She's live back on the air.
Hey, you
little. Hello.
Yeah, you
Miss
fake
thing.
Girl.
You cannot come for me. You don't know me. Canal Street, my ass, honey. I'm motherfucking California. Try again.
Canal
now, once
Street,
you
honey.
Start, once you stop, motherfucking.
Shut up. You're raised by the old girl pulling up out of California. You were dragged up, honey.
Oh, bitch, you wish I was a drag queen.
Oh,
I'm really than half these bitches that walk realness. Try again. Next, man voice, goodbye.
Oh, shit, I know that's right. Okay, I know that's right. Hold on, we got another caller, honey. 347-426, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Keisha, what's going on?
I just got a question for the comment, for that little nasty Californian that made the comment. Is she really from California?
She's still on the line. You can ask her whatever you want.
I'm not originally from California. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana.
Okay,
I live in California right now.
Sweetie, let me explain something to you. How many fucking trophies have you won, number one? Because if you were to get into it, and it's no offense to your category, but realness, what is so talented of walking realness? Okay,
there's no talent in
honey
and realness.
Okay, so
there's no talent in realness.
How the
but there's
fuck
no talent in face either.
Wait a minute,
wait a minute.
If you do your fucking research, you nasty knot. You can rip paint to enhance your features like Rodney said. You got these motherfucking famous bitches that don't have face, according to you, but when they put on some paint, they have face. You got supermodels.
Exactly.
Okay, wait a minute. Hold
exactly.
up. Wait a minute.
Exactly. When they, put on paint,
wait a
they
minute. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. How many
with
fucking girls do you know? Wait, wait a minute.
Kelly,
so
Kelly, I want
Kelly,
them
to
come
out
with
no
paint.
Don't make me.
Like,
Kelly, wait, hold up. Let me. I got this. Kelly, she's trying to be fierce. Okay.
It's not even being fierce.
Okay, because you have these legendary bitches like Tyra Banks who have face. Okay, don't get me wrong, when she enhanced by using paint. But to say she don't have face, that's your opinion. Okay, having a bump, a razor bump, doesn't mean you don't have face. It's so that it wasn't their night. Okay, but to say about? Who wakes up without putting on any paint? Everyone has to put some type of paint to enhance their feature.
That's not true.
Now, to say they have too much makeup, then say that. But don't sit there and tell me that anybody wakes up and don't have to put on paint to get face. That's bullshit. And you only walk realness. Okay, so even though you sit there trying to comfort these girls that walk face, because they put a lot of effort into walking that fucking category.
Okay, Miss California, now it's your turn.
All right. Now, I'm not just saying the razor bumps and all that, and there are girls that I've seen personally in real life who can walk face without paint. They wake up and they motherfucking sit without paint.
Name one.
For a motherfucking example. Ayala for a motherfucking example.
Kelly.
I'm not touching this category. Because you know I touch something mistake,
Kelly.
And the girl's gonna be attacking me and walking away and saying I'm
Miss Kelly, Miss Realness says that she walked a ball without wearing no paint. Is that true or not true?
I want to see these girls. All of the girls walk with no paint.
Kelly,
I want to see all the girls walk with no paint.
Sweetie, let me explain something to you. Okay.
Because some of these girls, they don't have face.
Sweetie,
yes,
let me explain something
pretty.
To you.
I give them the
okay.
motherfucking
let me
props for being pretty and being over and real in that sense. But as far as some of them, they don't have structure. They don't have the skin. They don't have teeth. They don't have eyes. Some of them noses are crooked as
hell.
Hold you. I will be 25 in 3 months.
Okay, you're still a baby. You know why you're still a baby? First of all, if you want to be technical, a lot of girls have had work done. Is that fair? They had a lot of work done.
That's what some of them take to get paid.
You have reconstructed your face. You have put stuff in your face. Is that fair? In that case, let the girls wear paint. If they can put paint,
exactly, Mr. Toy Boy Wonder. Beauty is motherfucking beauty without paint.
You know what? The point I'm trying to make is none of them walk girls without no fucking paint.
Hold on. The only thing that I'm going to say on this topic, right? You gotta have something. Without the paint, Miss Thing, because the paint only enhances what you already have.
Thank you.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see
the
girl.
That's the only thing the paint does. The paint enhances what you already have. That's what the paint does.
But if you don't have the basic elements in the first place, you will see that if the girls take off their paint.
Mm-hmm. Sweetie,
I can paint my face to make it look like I have face. I can do that. A lot of these girls can do that, and they do that.
Kelly.
Yes.
Okay. Would you please explain to her that no matter what, you have to paint your face. You can take the prettiest bitch that has structure. She's still going to put paint on her face to enhance her features. Does Tyler have face?
Where's she at on her paint?
Okay. Is she a supermodel?
Yeah.
Every time you see Tyler on that camera, do you always say she has face?
Not all the time.
No, when she's on camera, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, when she's on camera, yes.
That's my point. Okay,
Kelly.
Illusion.
Yes.
What's going on, Kelly?
What's going on?
I mean, that's what it is. And it's an illusion. Let's see the real face. Let's see the girl who truly has face.
Then you need to say washboard
without
face,
paint.
No paint. Then you need to say washboard face, no paint, and you're going to have no one's going to walk that category. Nobody will walk.
If it's all enough points, the girls will walk.
Who's going to wash that? Who's going to walk it?
Because if they know they got face, they should know they have face without their paint.
Mama, but everybody, if you're saying no paint, no one's going to walk it. You have to paint.
You don't have to paint.
Kelly, could you correct me, please?
Oh, I don't know. We're not going to, oh, God.
The only category that I've seen that really requires paint is for drag's face.
Hold on.
We got another caller, and then my next caller that we have is 407-697. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm just going to say, I don't know much about faith, but it said that she called out four people that have faith and $5,000 winners, such as Nadia and Amaya. But that was my comment. That was just my comment.
Okay, thank you very much.
Welcome.
Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. Okay, I guess not. Okay, we have the next private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show. Private caller.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hey, it's 12:42. At 1 o'clock, I want Keisha to kill herself. Or for real, just kill yourself. And my next question is.
So next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Nadia does not have face. Nadia looks like a goddamn drag queen. Amaya looks like a goddamn drag queen. All these motherfucking queens coming out in a goddamn ballroom. Hold on, bitch, you gonna let me talk. All these bitches coming out in a goddamn ballroom scene.
No. You got the wrong motherfucking queen, faggot, okay? I'm trying to be nice tonight, honey. They told me not to take off my wig tonight, honey. You got the wrong queen. You better check your motherfucking self at the door before you come here, bitch, okay? Because I don't know why you girls are sitting up here. I'm not defending nobody because ain't nothing up in my house. But y'all girls is not going to sit up here all night long and sit here and bash these motherfucking ladies, Miss Day. And you motherfucking girls don't even take a walk, motherfucking face. And these girls are heavy-hitting motherfucking girls that have motherfucking prestigious motherfucking trophies and cash underneath their motherfucking belt. We will not sit here and do that tonight. And you will not come on this motherfucking show and think you're going to disrespect me, bitch. This is my motherfucking format, bitch. Kiss my motherfucking ass.
Yeah,
next time caller, live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. I don't want to hear that girl on the line no more. Those girls don't have face. I'm tired of it. Please stop it. I'm going to go crazy.
So you know what you private, all you private callers that think that these girls don't have face, mistake, and since y'all all sitting here and y'all thinking that the makeup enhances what they are, they don't have face without the makeup. So the y'all girls should take that same makeup that they use and put it on y'all motherfucking face and tap those motherfucking bitches at the back of the motherfucking runway since they only got face when they got paint on. So the y'all motherfucking girls should have face, too, when y'all put on some paint. The next caller is a private caller. Private caller, you are live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Kelly, did you write for Michelle or Lord to be the mother of the house?
Excuse me? Hello?
Is it true?
We didn't hear what you said. Say it again.
Is it true that Kelly asked Michelle to be the mother of the house in the West Coast?
Oh, Kelly, you heard him.
What did he say?
He said,
is it true that you asked Michelle?
Michelle allure to be mother of the West Coast? Is that what you said, sir?
Yeah, she said no, thank you.
I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know where that conversation came from. Thank you, caller. Anybody else is definitely on the phone line and definitely want to take and come up here and definitely comment, feel free to definitely press 1 at this time, and we are definitely taking callers.
But y'all girls not going to sit here and read these ladies all night long. Miss Thing, y'all don't even know these ladies, Miss Thing, and y'all want to sit here and read them. And to my girlfriend and Tiny Chat, I mean, I embarrassed for Tiny Chat, Miss Thing. Why I cannot get in the room? Y'all need to fix this motherfucking problem to my girls on the phone line, because I cannot get in Tiny Chat, and it's telling me I'm motherfucking bad. Okay? Hold on, we got another motherfucking caller. Probably calling you live on the air on the recap show.
Fuck it.
Hello? I'm really gay with these girls. These girls actually really sat up here and really came for these girls, honey. Marcus, are you still there with us?
Yeah, I'm listening to all this.
Well, let's go back to our conversation that we were having, because I'm really gagged, but they really came, and she riled the girls up.
Okay, she woke up the building then, and
she came and woke up the building. I was just, you know, I was trying to be calm and collect, you know, I got to get up at 7:30 in the morning. I got a long night. I'm trying to be calm and cool, and Miss Thing just came and riled the motherfucking building the fuck up.
She did.
To my Chicago girlfriend that's on the phone lines, and y'all is running Tiny Chat, okay? I am banned from Tiny Chat, and I don't know what the problem is. Y'all need to make it happen, because I cannot get in Tiny Chat,
started,
and this is a mess.
Kelly, they just started a new room. I'm going to send you the link. They just started a new room.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I'm gagging that they banned me from the room. I guess, okay, you know, we winding down, so that's what I guess it is. We winding down from the... we put everybody in from the show on Tiny Chat, but we wind it down to our personal conversations that we have on Tiny Chat. Well, I tell you, I really had a good conversation with the girls last night on Tiny Chat. It was definitely a good conversation. Talking with all the statements and the stars that was on Tiny Chat was definitely
Kelly.
Yes?
Was this before or after everyone started pulling out their pieces?
What is that?
Was this before?
I'm talking about with me and Tayana and Tyvee and and Mother Alana and Zeke and Lottie Pop and Father Khan and all the young children was in the chat room. I don't know what happened at Tiny Chat after dark. You know, they have the late night Tiny Chat, and then they have the Tiny Chat after dark. I wasn't in the Tiny Chat after dark.
Oh, okay.
You already know the girls ain't gonna do too much around me anyway. You know, honey. Hold on. We have a caller. Probably caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
I'm on.
Yes, you are.
Oh fuck.
Oh fuck what?
I think he said he wanna fuck.
No, he didn't say he wanna fuck. Who he wanna fuck?
Tayana.
Oh.
Oh, he said he wanna fuck you, Tayana.
Just listening.
She's just listening. Thank you for calling in. She's just listening.
She's not taking her
offers, honey.
Wait a minute, you said what?
Mark said that he wanna fuck you.
Mark, what did you say?
No, Mark didn't say nothing. Mark, what
was
he said was he heard you take damn good, and I.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Well.
And I didn't comment, but you know I was going to. I was going to say I did hear that.
Oh. I did hear that.
Mm-hmm.
baby. Tayana, they got
you. Did you get it, Kelly?
Okay, they sent me the new link for the chat, Rowanda. Yeah. Honey, I'm about to get up in. She for a little while, honey. I got a long night, honey.
So, Kelly, I did get a text message. Somebody says they think that Butch Queen and Drag Faye should be a grand prize by themselves. So, you know, to any promoter that you know they should do Butch Queen, that might be the next hot thing.
Butch Queen and Drag Faye.
Are we talking about Butch Queen up in Drag Faye? Like, I'm talking like back in the days when Season LaCroix and Jack and Reality and Alonzo Mizrahi and all of those girls was walking drag space when it was giving you motherfucking the couture. You seen all of that. That's drag safe, or are we talking about, you know, I'm pretty drag safe?
Well, face, I mean, Kelly, like, my personal opinion on it, categories only change because the judges allow them to change. So when they up there and they give people 10s that, you know, for whatever purposes, for the, what is called the evolution of the category, you can't blame the contestants, you have to blame the judges. So it depends. What would the judges like to see? And it all depends on who's up there that night. I think that's why certain people get chopped some nights and they get through others, because it all, it just... As Tiana, what's your thing? It's just my opinion, right?
Yeah,
it's just their opinion. Huh? So it's up to that person's opinion, you know.
Ooh.
What would you like to
see? I know, that's right. Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the recap show, private caller.
Jack only walked 2 times.
Girl, you girls... You girls are so late, Miss Thing.
What did he say?
Jack only walked 2 times. Who said? These girls are so late, Miss Thing. It's ridiculous to think how late these girls are, Miss Thing. I just be gagging at the girls, Miss Thing. I really do. I mean, it's a mess. It really is. It's a crime and a shame to think how late these queens are.
Kelly, did they talk about the first Friday's ball in Philly?
How was it?
Oh, I don't know. That's what I'm going to ask about. I just want to know if the chicken open again. Because I know they're in a new building.
I don't know. I didn't even know if anybody went. Nobody, we didn't even talk about it. But, oh, shit. You know, we only got 7 minutes left. But they kept hitting me up talking about, I forgot the chat name. Some girl killed her client on alcohol in Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah.
Did y'all hear about that?
Yeah, that was on the news.
I'm gagging. Huh?
It was on the news, yeah.
It's a mess. I'm gagging. It's just too much. It's just too... Every time you turn around, somebody's dying, whether it's in the ballroom scene or outside the ballroom scene. It's a mess. It's ridiculous. It's carrying on, honey. The girls need to get it together, honey. Life is too fucking short for all these girls to be doing the things that they be doing. It really is.
Kelly,
it's
go ahead,
crazy.
And
I am. It's funny. As soon as I what you call it? As soon as off the
Can I announce this or not? They asked for it. They're having it. Well, can I announce this? Well, I don't know. But somebody is having a ball for Butch Queen Face Unpainted in Philadelphia. I'll say that. So, and it's coming soon.
Can I announce this? Go ahead. I want to announce this after he finishes telling him who's going to be walking, because that's going to be hard to say.
Yes, who's walking that category?
I should take a one person.
I want to know who's walking, because, bitch, there ain't many girls out there that can actually pull it off.
Yeah, just say Butch Queen Face Unpainted $1,000.
That's a lot, honey. It's a lot, honey. Butch Queen Face, $4,000 unpainted. Who's walking? Who's going to storm? And who's going to eat? Bitch. I don't know who's going to walk. Who y'all think going to walk? Who y'all think going to walk, really? Hello? Hold on. We have two callers. Private caller, you're live on there on the recap show.
Act number one.
What?
You know who that was.
215-833. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Well, no, my bad. I'm just listening.
Okay, thank you for just listening, baby. Oh, Trail. And on that note, I'm getting up out of here, honey. I'm going to go chat with my girls on Tiny Chat for a little while. And I'm going to motherfucking bed because I have a long day ahead of me till tomorrow. Marcus, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night.
Hold on. So, Kelly, are you going to try to make the ball in Buffalo?
Are you going to the ball in Buffalo?
No, I'm going to. We need to spread out and get all the balls covered so we'll have something to talk about.
I'm definitely going to try to make the ball in Buffalo. I got to call Father James Icon. because he said that he was going to see if he's going. And if he's definitely going up there, he's driving up there, I'm going to see if I can give him some gas money and definitely drive up there with him and go there and come back to New York for the Rumble Ball on Sunday. I'm definitely going to try to definitely do that. So Father James Icon, if you're out there and you are listening, please hit me up on Facebook because I want to know if you're going to the ball. I want to hitch a ride with you if you're driving up there. If you're out there and you're listening, I want to hitch a ride with you and drive up there. So I'm definitely going to try to do that. I'm definitely going to make that happen.
Oh, okay.
Tayana, say goodnight to the girls.
I'm here, babe.
Okay. Rodney, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everybody. I'll see you at a ball near you.
Okay. I'm the legendary overall East Coast mother of the Optimus Rahi. I love you all for loving me. Pride, please, whatever alleyway, whatever club, whatever bathroom or whatever train station you may go to tonight, please make sure you do practice safe sex and definitely do wrap it up. The life you save can be your own. We will definitely be back here tomorrow night live on the air with the legendary icon himself, Cabbage Ebony, for definitely Classic Tuesdays. Tune in tomorrow night at 11 p.m. for Classic Tuesday. The same way we keep the ratings up for the negative is the same way we need to keep the the ratings up for the positive. So, girls, definitely tune in, and I'll see you tomorrow night on Classic Tuesday.
Thank you.